Hey, welcome. There is something really encouraging about reading the Bible and finding a passage, finding a verse, a phrase even, that really speaks to us and makes us go, wow, that's exactly what I needed today. And when we read passages like that, it's beautiful because we were reminded how powerful God's word is. But there can be a problem. And today we're going to talk a little bit about how we want to avoid treating the Bible like a self-help book. And so I'm glad you're here. Thank you for joining me. This is the Dwelling Richly podcast. And the podcast is all about making the most of our time in the Word of God. It's about letting the Word of Christ dwell in us richly. It's about returning that favor, in a sense, by dwelling in the Word. In other words, not just doing Bible study, not just simply reading the Bible, but really moving into the Word with heart, soul, mind, and strength. It's about being intentional, making a shift from treating the Word of God like a self-help book to letting it dwell in us as the living Word of God. And that's exactly what the Word of God is, right? So I'm glad you're here. Today, we're going to continue through 1 John. And we have been moving through in this series, we've been moving through different ways to approach our personal time in the Word, and basically using the idea of a devotional approach to Bible study. Instead of reading a devotional about the Bible, we read the Bible devotionally. So it's a little different from doing a Bible study, where we would really move in on a passage and unpack each word and phrase and maybe have some discussion with ourselves in our own brain, like using those questions to help us discuss it, or we're meeting with other people to discuss. Instead, we are moving in on what does it look like for me to personally have time in God's Word in a devotional sense. I maybe have 5 minutes to read a passage, maybe 10. And so this podcast is all about that. And we're going to use the next several weeks of this podcast to move in on those ideas and hopefully provide you some tips on how to approach the Bible devotionally instead of, like I said, instead of reading a devotional about the Bible. Hopefully that makes sense. I'm really glad you're here. Thank you for supporting this podcast just by being here and engaging with it. I love it when you leave a comment and or just hit the like button. But if you leave a comment, say hi, let me know where you're listening from. That's an encouragement to me, and it's also an encouragement to other people. I'm always curious where you're listening from. Today, if you're listening on, let's say, Apple Podcasts or Google or name your podcast platform, please leave a comment. And then if you wouldn't mind, hop over to my YouTube channel where I host these podcasts as well. And say hi there, and just let me know from that YouTube channel where you're listening from, because I might not get the notification from other podcast platforms that you're listening there. Even though it helps, I don't always get those notifications. So anyway, all right, that's all about that. Let me go ahead and move right into the content today. We're going to be reading from 1 John chapter 2, and today I'm going to read from the New International Version. A couple of episodes ago, I think it was episode 7 in this series. Seven? No, today's episode 7. Maybe it was episode 3. Whatever. I talked about an approach to treating the Bible devotionally, like moving in on passages and how to read. And I talked about taking a version of the Bible and using the way that version breaks up the passages to help you break up a passage. For example, sometimes we don't know how to begin and where to begin in the Bible. And so I suggested in the very first podcast in this series, reading a proverb a day. The second podcast in this series, I talked about reading a psalm a day and breaking, and then we talked about breaking up Psalm 119. That was episode 2 of this series. And then we talked later, and that's the one I'm forgetting about which episode actually I talked about this, but then we talked later about reading a small book of the Bible and using the version that you're reading from to give you a daily portion. So, for example, if you were reading from the New International Version, like I am today, and you were to open up a small book of the Bible, like 1 John, which is very digestible, it is divided up into sections for you, and there's headings. So go to your Bible, open it up, read the way your Bible is divided into headings. If you happen to have a Bible that doesn't divide into headings, that's fabulous. I actually like that in a sense, because it allows you to read it without But if you want help with structuring your devotional time in the Bible, then grab a Bible that has headings. What can I say? All right. And I talked on another episode also about using resources like BibleGateway.com to help you see other versions of the Bible. So moving in from that, today we're going to continue on with 1 John chapter 2. And you can go back to yesterday or the previous episode to read the first few verses. We did 1 through 6. Today we're going to continue on and we're going to read verses 7 through 14. A great passage of scripture, very empowering and very specifically directed to different groups of people. So as I'm reading through this passage, you're going to think, you're going to identify with that particular group of people. And although we can identify with the entire thing, we're going to talk about the different groups of people. And then we're going to talk about how to avoid treating the Bible like a self-help book. So here we go. 1 John chapter 2, beginning in verse 7 from the New International Version. Dear friends, I'm not writing you a new command, but an old one, which you have had since the beginning. This old command is the message you have heard. Yet I am writing you a new command. Its truth is seen in him and in you, because the darkness is passing and the true light is already shining. Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates a brother or sister is still in the darkness. Anyone who loves their brother and sister lives in the light, and there is nothing in them to make them stumble. But anyone who hates a brother or sister is in the darkness and walks around in the darkness. They do not know where they're going because the darkness has blinded them. I'm writing to you, dear children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of his name. I'm writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I'm writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I'm writing to you, dear children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God lives in you, and you have overcome the evil one. 2 John 2, 7 through 14. Again, from the New International Version. All right. If you're following along and thinking along with me in this passage, then as I was reading, my guess is you felt a tug, a conviction, an aha moment as you were listening and reading along. If you didn't, because of this format and listening, you get a little distracted, then I want to encourage you to pause before continuing. Just pause this recording and reread on your own this passage, verses 7 through 14 of chapter 2 of 1 John. All right, so pause and come and read it again. Think through it again, because I'm going to talk about a couple of things with our focus today on how to avoid reading the Bible like a self-help book. All right, so when John opens up this passage, I love the address here of friends. So the entire next chunk, everything he's going to be talking about, is him moving in and talking to us as his friends in our faith in Jesus Christ. But here's the key thing about understanding the Bible and avoiding the trap of treating it like a self-help book. Listen to the next thing he says. I'm not writing you a new command, but an old one, which you have had since the beginning. This old command is the message you have heard. Yet I am writing you a new command. Its truth is seen in him and in you, because the darkness is passing and the true light is already shining. That's our opening passage, right? All right. Here's the key goal that you're going to have as you read God's word. When you hear something like this, I'm not writing you a new command, but an old one, you should immediately have a question. What? There's an old command? What is that old command? Anytime you see something in the Bible that sets up an old versus a new, don't just skim over that, because you have to have that context of, well, what is that old command? And then he goes on to say, which you have heard from the beginning, since the beginning. The old command is the message you have heard. You should think, well, have I heard that? You know, he's talking to a specific group of people, and you should be reading it and thinking, well, have I heard that old command? And so let me just tip your hand here. Don't just pass through a verse, a section in the Bible, and look for something to help you in that moment. Yes, God's word is going to help you. Yes, it's going to empower you. Yes, it's going to strengthen you in your faith. Amen to all of that. But be careful. When the Bible talks about a new versus an old, you should read that and say, huh, what is that old command? And maybe in your next time in the word, the next time you open up God's word, you should make a note to yourself. Don't just keep reading. Make sure you understand what that old command is. Simple way to do that. In your Bible, hopefully if you have a good Bible that has this as an option, you will have a listing of cross-references and maybe also footnotes. If you're reading from the New International Version and you have this open up here, you should be able to see cross-references. Cross-references are other Bible verses that also mention what it's being talked about here. And so, for example, in the cross-reference for verse 11 or verse 9 in this passage, it takes us all the way back to a verse in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 17. If you continue reading and you get to verse 10, chapter 2 of 1 John, it's going to take you all the way back to Psalm 119. Okay? So as you continue reading, you're going to say, oh, this goes back to something all the way into what we call the Old Testament. Use those cross-references in your Bible. That's the first tip. The next tip to help you is to make sure you are understanding that this letter is in the context of a certain set of people during a certain period of time with a certain point. Like John is writing to a certain group of people based on what they were going through in that moment. Yes, it applies to us in a sense for us today because it has very essential truths for us. So let me go back and read that essential truth for you today. Anyone who loves their brother and sister lives in the light, and there's nothing in them to make them stumble. But anyone who hates a brother or sister is in the darkness and walks around in the darkness. So you today can leave this passage saying with conviction, wow, I need to be careful. If I am having hate in my heart toward my brother or sister, that doesn't mean a literal family member. That means brother or sister in the faith of Jesus Christ. I need to be careful about that because I am not living in the light that God has given me. And that's where we go back to 1 John 1:9, which he talked about. We talked about this a few days ago. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. So to avoid reading the Bible like a self-help book, we need to keep everything in context. We need to make sure that we're not just hijacking verses out of a passage to make us feel good for the day. And we need to use the Bible to help us understand it. In other words, when I read a passage in the New Testament, I think about the entire context. When John says, I'm not writing you a new command, but an old one, which you've had since the beginning, we need to understand what that in the beginning looks like. And so we go back to those previous passages. Enjoy reading God's word. Follow along with what Paul says in Colossians 3:16, to let the word of Christ dwell in us richly, and then we return the favor. We make sure we're not just doing a Bible study, we're not treating the Bible like a self-help book, but we're really letting it dwell in us richly, and we're open to the Holy Spirit to teach us. So we take the verses that convict us, we lay our sin before Jesus, we know he's going to forgive us, and we say, all right, what does this passage help me to do to live a right and holy life before God? So I want to encourage you today to open up your Bible and take a little bit further of a minute to read it devotionally, but not treat it like a devotional self-help book. Thank you for being with us here today. That's all I'm going to dwell on today. We're trying to keep these podcasts down. And each day I keep on saying, I'm going to keep it down to about the 11 minute mark. And then I somehow find a way to add another to it. So thank you for being with us on the live, and thank you for joining us later. No matter where you are listening to us, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, and know that as you read, that God is going to continue to bless you and give you wisdom and understanding as you're in his word. Trust him to do that, and say hi. Let me know that you are listening to the podcast here today. It's been great to be with you. Know as always that you are loved and prayed for, and I look forward to being back here again with you real soon. Bye-bye for now.